You're listening to Mind Over Markets, a podcast on trading psychology to help you build a bulletproof mindset. Here's your host, George Papazov.
Hello, trade pros, and welcome back to another episode of the Mind Over Markets podcast, helping you develop the winning mindset of professional traders, from psychology to strategy and everything in between to create your dream. I am your host, George Papazov. If you have not already done so, please hit that subscribe button so you never miss another episode. And if you're not a member in our free trading room yet, join us now at community.tradeproacademy.com and trade with our team every single day. In today's episode, we're going to discuss the shocking effects of subconscious priming on your trading results. This is triggering actions hurting your trading without being consciously aware of it. Game changer alert, this episode will have massive impact on your trading and overall psychology. But before we begin, I'd like to read out some words from a fellow listener so we can send them positive vibes on their journey to success. This is from LN Bobby, and the title is Hidden Gem, High Quality with a 5-star review. This is such a great resource for new traders and more experienced ones as well. George goes into depth with the topics, and what they're doing is a tremendous job in shining a light on trading psychology in ways you'll rarely find elsewhere. I've listened to some episodes multiple times. They're so genuine and open as well. Really a great listen. Thanks for the good work. LM Bobby, you are most welcome. Thank you for sending us positive vibes. And I send your way some positivity as well. And I appreciate you. And I thank you, bottom of my heart, for supporting the podcast. Now send us your thoughts and we'll give you a shout out on an upcoming episode. Now let's dive into today's show. So what is subliminal priming? All right, some of you may have heard this term before. You may be familiar with it, but it's actually a true shock to understand this hidden gem and what it can do for you. Priming works by activating an association or some kind of representation in your memory just before another stimulus or task is introduced. So this phenomenon actually occurs without our conscious awareness. This is the shocking part of it. Yet it can have a major impact on numerous aspects of not your only your trading, but your everyday life. Subliminal priming occurs when an individual is exposed to stimulus of some sorts below the threshold of perception. All right, and I'm going to put a little drawing in the notes here that you could look at. But this process occurs outside the realm of consciousness, so you have no idea it happens. If you're asked to recall it, you're consciously unaware and it is to your logical mind as if though it never took place, all right? And it's different from memory, which relies on a direct retrieval mechanism of that information, all right? So here's how it works. The subconscious mind, it's called the subliminal, all right? This is where stimuli cannot be perceived by your conscious awareness. And that threshold of perception is 500 milliseconds. It isn't even a super low number. That's half a second. So think about this. Everything that you see, the first half a second that you see it is below your threshold of perception. However, your subconscious mind records every bit of information always around the clock every single time. In order for you to be consciously aware of it, it needs to be up for more than 500 milliseconds. This is when it comes into your logical mind, the one that you perceive with, the one that you think rationally with, the one that we pretty much spend 90% of our life developing. Logical thought, rational, you know, I want to be a risk manager. I have control, that part of you, all right? And really, up to 500 milliseconds, you're blind to that reality. Here's the interesting part, because anything that makes it past the 500 millisecond, any perception, you're going to know of consciously. But anything under that, even though it happens, you have no recollection, which means if something lasts a short period of time, you're missing a part of that reality. Now, I want to give you some examples of this subliminal priming. All right. Here's an example of facial expressions influencing behavior. In a study, when participants forced a smile, I'm holding it right now. Might actually hear the change in my voice. It stimulates a part of your brain called the amygdala. And this is essentially the emotional brain center of your computer that you have above your shoulders, all right? Which in turn releases neurotransmitters to encourage an emotionally positive state. So there is a science to a smile. All right, now here's something interesting. There's groundbreaking research from the University of Southern Australia that confirms that the act of smiling can trick you into feeling happy. All right, this is done simply by how you move your facial muscles. Think about this. How much effort does it take you to smile? All right, just do it right now. Quick, easy. All right. The new study evaluated the impact of a covert smile in two different situations. Get this. Perceptions of face and perceptions of body expressions. All right. And in both of these situations, the researchers found that when a smile was induced, or a smile was produced rather, when somebody smiled, they induced the participants holding a pen between their teeth. All right. Which then forces their facial muscles to replicate the movement of a smile. Think about this. If you put a pen in between your teeth, you have to smile. And so the researchers got these participants, put a pen, and in that situation, forcing them to create a smile. Get this. Participants in one group held the pen between their teeth, all right, while a comparison group held no pen between their teeth. And they didn't know they were being evaluated on the smile. So this was one way, put a pen in your teeth to force that smile without your awareness of what the study really is. Now get this, both groups were then shown a range of facial expressions, from frowns to smiles to sad faces. And on top of that, a series of body movements, sad walking. You know, I found that funny, those two words together, but I do have a visual of it, as I'm sure you do as well. From sad walking videos to happy walking videos, and a number of different images, and also at the same time, facial expressions. And this is what the underlying results of the study are. And this is mind-blowing. The implications are massive. Under the group who had the pen in their teeth, right, the forced smiling that they were experiencing caused the participants to interpret the facial muscles and body movements of others as more positive. Right. So because they just had a pen, unconsciously or consciously unaware that what they were made to do was smile with the facial muscle, gave them a more meaningful experience, more positive experience compared to the group that had no pen in their teeth. Right. This is shocking. This research from University of South Australia. We always knew there's a saying, smiles are contagious. All right. Now get this. Here's another example of subliminal priming. The advertising industry, they thrive on this, all right? Have you ever bought something and then right after, as soon as you walk out, you feel like a remorse? You're like, I don't know. I could have probably used the money to buy groceries or something. I don't know, all right? But you buy something and immediately after, you feel regretful about it. Well, the best marketers in the industry sell to your subconscious mind. They want the decision for the purchase to be made before you even have time to think about it rationally, right? How do they do this? They use colors, right? Specific imagery, sounds, if it's radio and TV, and numerous other stimulus to really prime you for the pitch of the sale, all right? I'm going to give you an example. Think about Amazon, all right? Amazon, massive company, all right? Made Jeff Bezos the world's richest man until recently. Fashion icon now takes over at Louis Vuitton Moet Hennessy. All right. Arnaud is his name. But anywho, Jeff Bezos being the second richest, not bad. I would take it. Amazon has arguably one of the most recognized logos. Like when you think of Amazon, what is their logo? You could immediately visualize it. All right. No matter how many times you've seen this, though, I'm pretty sure you haven't really taken in what the logo is subconsciously and subliminally priming you to believe. All right. When I ask you, what do you think about Amazon as a company? What are some things that come to mind? For me, as I was doing this exercise, I thought about, I could get everything on Amazon. All right. What is Amazon? Well, it started out as an online bookstore. Now you could get anything on there. All right. But take a look at the logo next time. All right. And look at the arrow underneath the word Amazon. And some people say, well, George, this isn't groundbreaking. It's a smile. They want me to feel happy. That's a conscious takeaway. Subconsciously, the hidden message there is where the arrow goes from is the A of Amazon and the arrow ends to Z. In other words, Amazon sells everything from A to Z. All right. Now, that might blow your mind. Say, wow, that's a coincidence. That is an example of subliminal priming to tell your subconscious mind to expect anything from A to Z, to go to Amazon, to get anything from A to Z using a common expression. All right. You ever find yourself thinking, I can get anything I want on Amazon? If you ever find yourself thinking that, especially through this pandemic, the last year or so, you know, they've done extremely well, not surprisingly. And if you've ever thought or caught yourself thinking that, the question is, are you thinking that consciously, or was that subliminally primed inside of your mind? All right. And it's mind blowing. There's so many other examples of the advertising industry and how they do this. All right. And in a minute, I'm going to tell you exactly how that could impact your trading. And more importantly, I'm going to show you how to use this to your advantage, because you can certainly take this information and use it for the positive. All right. A few other examples of this in the advertising industry. I mean, there's so many. Look at FedEx, the logo. You know, what you might be missing is between the end of the Fed, where the D is, and the start of the X, there's an arrow going from the left to the right, right? Indicating a delivery. Many people miss that. All right, think about Baskin Robbins. Look at their logo, BR. But the purple part in the middle from the B looks like a 3, and the straight line of the R looks like a 1, 31 flavors. All right, look at Toyota. Their logo is actually genius. If you look at Toyota, the logo itself, those three circles that overlap each other, have the full spelling of the word Toyota, the T, the O, the Y, the O, the T, and the A. All right? And all of these things are really here to give you suggestive messages without your conscious awareness. Advertisers love to do this. All right? But let's take this a step further. All right, what about the movies and the media that you watch? All right, McDonald's has been in this before. You know, it was called the conspiracy theory, where they subliminally flashed an image very quickly to get you to desire or crave McDonald's. All right, there was a glitch. I think it was a Super Bowl, and they're like, oh, look, there's a glitch in the broadcast. Do we know if that was a glitch? Do we know if McDonald's paid for that as an ad, as an experiment? We really don't. But think about this. What about the movies and the media that you're watching? All right. The Hollywood is very intricately involved in subliminal messaging, priming. And you know that there's ad placements. You know that, hey, if you see a can of Coke or the Apple computer on somebody's desk, you know Apple probably paid for that placement to appear in the movie. All right. But get this, conducting research on subjects, this is another experiment, who had violent images projected onto a computer page in a very small flash lasting just a few milliseconds. A few milliseconds is like the blink of an eye. You blink your eyes, that's it. All right? Those images of violence caused the subjects in the study to have very negative opinions when surveyed after viewing these images. All right? Think about this. Think about the movies you're watching. Think about the social media posts that you're exposed to, right? There's nothing that you could see that doesn't prime your brain for some kind of action. And at some point, it becomes programming. All right? I mean, television. It's called TV programming for a reason. Television programming. Right? What program is on? So this is extremely important, because if you're showed an image of violence and it changes your opinion negatively after you view it, what happens if you view those movies over and over? What happens if you're playing video games of violence, right? Do you think that your negative opinion could be further lasting or longer lasting through continuous rapid exposure to flashing messages that subliminally prime you, right? But how does this really affect your trading? This is what I want to get into next, right? Things that you've seen can bypass your logical factor. In fact, everything you've seen has at least gone through your subconscious mind before you could consciously see it. Everything that's lasted under 500 milliseconds, you didn't see it or don't recall seeing it, but your subconscious has recorded that information. All right? And everything you see triggers your subconscious programming to trigger reactions, and ultimately that turns into actions. So here's one example I want to share with you. Now, mind you, look, this is a little controversial one, but I wanted to make it personal for the listener because a lot of people deal with this, and it involves parenting. It involves the two people in your life that meant the best for you and wanted to help you out. You guys know I get extreme sometimes. All right, so here's an example of how something you think is helping could actually be hurting you and your trading in return. All right, what do we do in our trading office? In the desk that we sit at, that we trade, you know, that we operate a business from, because this is what we're doing as traders, we plaster all imagery on the walls. All right, pictures of our dog, pictures of the house we want, the car we want, pictures of us hiking some mountain, whatever it is, some great moments and experiences we had, pictures of our parents, picture of your mother, picture of your father, for example. All right, here's the thing. Let's go back to when you were younger, when you were 7 years old, younger than that, you know, a little bit older, around that age, when you were young, when you were malleable, and when you were mostly a subconscious brain, all right? You wanted to explore the dangerous world, right? Every young kid, and I have a young kid myself, they want to touch everything, and if you make it seem dangerous, they're going to want to experience it even more, all right? But what did your parents tell you growing up? Think about the advice they gave you, and they mean well for you. Don't ride your bike too fast, little Johnny. You're going to crash. Then you're going to bruise yourself. Always wear your helmet or you're going to get hurt when you end up crashing. All right? Don't ride too close to the cars. Don't go on the other side of the street. Don't go by yourself. Don't. And they're telling you what you shouldn't do, but what they're really telling you is don't take risk. And through the repeated use of them telling you things to avoid, they've actually created a program over time, over multiple instances, in three words that says, don't take risk. All right, from the very beginning, within 500 milliseconds of seeing that picture of your mom hanging on the wall, you might love her, and you should, or your dad, or that one person in your life who means a lot to you. Within 500 milliseconds of seeing that picture, you might be triggering don't take risk programming, right? And now that's deep, because then what happens? You look at that picture, all right, and you're reminded, or for example, you have a picture of you when you won your biggest accomplishment in sports, in high school, in college. You have a picture of you holding that trophy. What is that telling you? Well, look, you tried to do sports, and for whatever reason, you didn't succeed as a professional athlete doing it. Could that be subliminally priming you for failure? Could that be subliminally priming you to say, you tried the performance thing and it didn't work? All right, what about a picture of you at work? All right, and all of these different things that you're exposing yourself to have a priming effect. So now you sit at the computer and the first trade comes up for the day, and you have your trading plan. I'm waiting for this and this and this to happen. I'm treating this like a business. I have a trading plan. Everyone talks about plans. Here is mine. I'm ready to go. I'm fired up. I'm going to make a ton of money today. All right. You sit down. You see the first trade and you're ready to go. But the program of don't take risk is running because you primed yourself to trigger it with the visuals around you. So when the trade comes up, no matter how great it looks according to your plan, deep down, you have this feeling that you shouldn't do it. It's too risky. Or maybe, you know what? NASDAQ's not really behaving very well. I'm going to skip it. You don't know why, but you know that it feels wrong. It feels risky. And you missed the trade. The trade would have worked. The market goes up 10 points, but you didn't buy it. You don't have a profit. So what do you do to yourself? Logically, you override everything and said, this trade isn't according to my plan, but emotionally, I need this trade to make up for the loss I could have had when I hesitated. And then you end up buying the top and getting stopped out on the trade. All right. It drops a little bit lower. Now you're saying, I just want one trade to make up that loss. You take the trade, you lose even more. And you keep repeating this process. All right. And then what do you say to yourself? You know what? I need to remind myself who I'm doing this for. You turn to the left or to the right. There's your mom staring at you on the wall. Don't go on the street. Don't stay out too late. Don't ride too fast. Right? Don't hang out with people that you wouldn't want to be hanging out with. Right? Don't take risk. when you get reminded of that, now you go back, you cool down after the losses. You say, I'm going to follow my plan. And you literally repeat that step and process over and over and over again. Right? This is just one example. This is somebody you love, but if they're priming you for avoiding risk, you're not going to succeed in a risky situation. It's going to trigger self-sabotage unintentionally. Right? Your parents love you. They want the best for you. But we haven't always been taught the best way to take risk. And so you have to literally look at everything in your office. And I'll give you some tips shortly on how to deal with this. But do an audit and ask yourself some questions. And we'll get that into that in a second. All right? And that's just one example there. Okay? Some of you may relate. Some of you may not. May not be a picture of your mom. But there may be something else in your office causing this exact same subliminal priming for failure. You're consciously chasing success. You're consciously aware that this strategy works. You're consciously aware that you know what you're doing because you paid for a lot of education. You've been trading for years, months, weeks, whatever it is. You have confidence, but you're priming yourself for failure before you even begin. All right? And I want you to take a moment and think of all the ways that you're subliminally priming yourself. Right? Is it for the good or the bad? Because we know if you smile, right, it sends messages to your amygdala, your emotion center of your brain, to feel the smile. You feel happy. You feel encouraged. If you hold the smile, you can walk into a situation and you're already priming yourself to receive it positively. All right? But think of all the ways that you're priming yourself. Is it good? Is it bad? Is it helping you? Is it hurting you? All right? What visuals are you surrounding yourself with? What are the colors? Colors have meaning. What are the messages that they're conveying to you, right? Because the response is at a subconscious level, right? You'll never logically be able to overpower and win those messages of subliminal priming, all right? It's just not going to happen. It's going to create frustration because what you want to do and what you're actually doing are two different things. It's going to get you to lose confidence very quickly and lose money, all right? Which of those two, I'd rather lose money than confidence, to be perfectly honest with you. I'm sure you would as well. So now that you're aware of this trigger of subliminal priming by words, by sound, by visuals, by actions, all right, can you use this to your benefit, all right, for trading success? At the end of the day, this is our bread and butter of the podcast. So here's how to use positive subliminal priming to create trading success. All right, I've prepared a few tips for you. This is the Mind Over Markets podcast. If there's anything we love, it's you and a list. I had to take a little drink. We don't edit our podcasts unless something really bad happens. All right. Number one, tip number one, remove all the visuals and sounds that prime you for risk avoidance. All right. If there's anything that when you look at everything around your trading room and your house long enough, longer than 500 milliseconds, like literally stop at every single like quarter inch turn and look at everything for long enough. Over half a second, it enters your conscious mind. Question everything, no matter how important you think it is or unimportant it is. You question everything in your peripheral from the time you wake up to your bed to the time you get to your trading office. All the things you see are priming you. All right. And remove all the things that are priming you for risk avoidance. Anything that tells you you have low self-worth, that's a huge one. Anything that says that you're a failure, you know, that trophy that you won in grade 8 is fantastic if it's an accomplishment, but horrific if it reminds you of failure in another realm of success. If you wanted to be an athlete, right, that could prime you very negatively. And anything that you wouldn't want your best friend to feel, if that object makes you feel that way, remove it. All right, you don't need that stuff. No matter how special you think it is, the most special thing that you have is the present, this moment right here, right now. All right, tip number two, stop watching TV. This is hard. You know, I watch Netflix, but it's literally called programming, right? What do you see on TV? Violence, conflict, all right, storylines and narratives. A failure, you know, and you look at this triumphant comeback story of an underdog and you think, hey, this is positive. But do you believe you're the underdog? Right? This is all important. I'm not saying stop watching all TV. Watch TV with a purpose. Documentaries, positive messages. The things that you think is cheesy, corny, or woo-woo are the things that are going to help you the most. Those are things that are aimed at growth, not death, not deterioration. Deterioration, not breakdown, not collapse. None of that stuff helps. All right? It's called programming for a reason on the television. So make sure you're feeding yourself positive programming. Stop and think about the shows you're watching. Are they helping you or are they hurting you? If you don't know, that's a bad thing because they're always doing one of the two. All right, number three. That's a nice transition. They're doing one of the two. Number three. Tip number three, create a vision board. This is full of imagery of the stuff that you do want. You know, cars, houses, experiences. This is your chance to be a kid again. All right. When's the last time you imagined? When's the last time you sat down, cleared your brain, and allowed yourself to imagine things? Now, if you're like most people, probably never. You probably say, hey, when I was a kid, you know, live like a kid. When you were a kid, you were at your purest through programming, through values, through ideologies, what you were exposed to. You know, it created this version of you, right? This obedient version that's supposed to fit in with society. All right, so create a vision board, and on that vision board, make it full of imagery of the things you want. All right, and put that by your trading desk. Put it by your bedroom. Put it anywhere where it's helpful to you. All right, so that's creating a vision board. Number four, plaster these images on your walls or in your trading office. Take that vision board, all right, and spread it around the house of things you want or things that trigger positivity. You know, if in school one of your teachers gave you positive reinforcement that really kind of got you to believe, hey, I can do this. Or they got you happy, they got you thinking, and got you past some hurdles or challenges. Put a picture of that person up. It's no one's business to question what pictures you have in your house. Put things up that help you. Put visuals of things you want all around you. Plaster it, especially in your trading office. If your spouse is on board, maybe put it in the living room too. All right? But get them on board. You don't want to ruffle the feathers there. Tip number five. Think of the top five trades in your career that you remember as feeling good, feeling easy, and that at the height of that trade where you really believe deep down that you're going to do this. Not only did you believe you're going to do it, but you're saying, I am succeeding. Holy crap, I'm actually going to make this happen and be a career choice for me. Those type of trades that felt easy. And things that feel easy for us, we're conditioned to think that they're bad or not everlasting. All right? But those things could be permanent. So grab those top five trades in your career that you felt good about. Print out the screenshot with the fill arrows showing where you got in, where you got out, and slap that on the wall too. All right, all five trades. They're going to be charts with arrows. They won't mean anything to anyone else, but your subconscious mind knows that when this happened, you felt great. So if you see it again, like the smile within 500 milliseconds, snap of your fingers or less, you're going to once again feel great. You're putting yourself in the mindset of your top five trades of your entire career. And we all have those. You know you could name them no matter what you did. Maybe you bought GME. Maybe you bought Bitcoin. Maybe you didn't. All right? But the trades that felt easy. You want to not repeat those trades necessarily, but you do want to repeat the feelings. Tip number six. Start doing daily affirmations, right? Affirmations are super powerful. While they're not really subliminally priming you, they are changing your programming, your internal dialogue with yourself, right? You're putting in positive messages in your brain computer, and that computer is going to generate success. I could go into a whole episode on doing daily affirmations, but I won't because I already have. Episode 67, how to program your mind for success using daily affirmations. In this podcast, go find it, play it. You need that in your life. Tip number seven, all right, make a super strict morning routine that serves you. All right, every single trader is a high performer who succeeds, and every single high performer is a high achiever. And every high achiever has a bulletproof morning routine. You don't have to copy someone's routine, but you can borrow from it. All right, find the people that you find most inspirational in your life that speak to you. What is your story? What is your message? What are you trying to convey? Find the people you relate to. Find their morning routines. Borrow from them and create your own. It doesn't have to be forever. You could always change it, but have one. I share my morning routine. If you want to pull something from it, if not, great, but definitely hear it. Episode 26, very early on in this podcast journey, talked about building a morning routine for success. And the final tip, number 8, when you find yourself in a negative state, feeling any kind of unwelcome emotions, sadness, fear, all right, loss, that kind of stuff, use this technique. Visualize a volume knob. Remember those stereos? I mean, it's hard now because everyone just turns volume up and down on a little screen, all right? Swipes on their iPhone up, down, hits a little button on the phone. But remember those volume knobs, the old school ones? You just grab and turn left and right. Left, turn the volume down. Right, turned it up. All right? If you need to use a phone because you can't pull a visual of that, then use your phone. Find out what your down volume key is and use that as a visual. When you hear a negative self-talk in your head, the kind of things that you say to yourself that you would never say to your even like your average friends, that's how we talk to ourselves. As you're putting on that self-talk in your head, you don't have to stop it immediately, right? Don't fight it, because there's a saying, what you resist persists. If you want to resist negative thought, you're going to create more negative thought. What you want to do is visualize yourself grabbing the volume knob and turning it down. If you want to, if you're a very kinesthetic people or a person, you like the touch, you're a feeler, just don't get yourself in trouble. Do it actually with your hand in the middle of the air in front of your face. Turn it down, all right? And as you do that, what you want to do is take that negative thought and start to turn it down so you can hear it. That, simple as that. I'd give you an example, but I hate negative self-talk so much, I won't even do it for an example's sake. Any thoughts that are not serving you, turn them down with the volume knob. And that just becomes a mental game. And when you remove the negativity, you end up being the person you are and the way that you were born. Perfect, with a blueprint for perfect health, blueprint for success, right? You don't have to program yourself to success. You've programmed your way out of it from a kid. As a being, as a human, growth is natural for you. Success is something you deserve. You don't deserve it. It's your freaking right to succeed, all right? You don't have to work hard. It comes natural. David Hawkins wrote a book. I'm going to do an episode reviewing this book called Power Versus Force. You could achieve anything you want with force. You could force your way to anything you want, but it requires an enormous amount of energy to sustain force, to put it on and to sustain it. Costs a tremendous amount of energy. All right, true power is effortless. True power comes from within. You have that at your disposal. And so use this visualization technique. All right, for the volume knob trick, turn it down. When you eliminate the negative thoughts, all that's going to be left is positivity, commands that serve you, and a mind state that'll support you and the foundation on which you're going to build success. All right, and that's how you really avoid subliminal priming. If I could just recap it for you, all right, stop filling your brain with junk. Question everything that you visually expose yourself to, especially short bursts. Like if you look at those movie scenes, what's in the violence of a movie scene? Do you ever see a movie scene where people fight for 10 minutes straight? No, it's cut. It's chopped up. It's fast. It punches quick. All right, even the YouTube videos these days are choppy like that. And most YouTubers don't realize, but they're priming you. Even if they don't know it, the thing is they don't know that you're doing it and you don't know that it's being done to you. That's really dangerous. So question everything. All right, do an audit of all the visuals in your home environment and your workspace. Remove the visuals you don't need. Create a vision board. Plaster images around you that trigger positive subliminal priming that get you to do positive things. Put a big picture of somebody smiling at you. You don't get a poster with a big giant smile. That's proof. It's guaranteed. It's proven by research to make you feel good. Get those top 5 trades in your career, throw them in your office. They'll make you feel good. Do daily affirmations, episode 67. Make a strict morning routine, episode 26. Turn down the negativity with the volume knob. All right. You are a powerful being worthy of your wildest success. It is your right. And that's it. Now that you're both aware and in more control of these sneaky subliminal priming messages, you're taking your power back, right? While this may seem logically irrelevant to your trading results, you're like, hey, you know, this is great, but it's not a system. It's not an indicator. It's not a guru. It is subconsciously more powerful than any trading information you've ever gotten or anything that you can ever do for your trading. Because this is at the core, at the subconscious. I'd love to hear from you. What subliminals were you able to remove? And how has that now impacted you? Hit us up on Twitter at TradePro Academy or on Instagram at TradePro Academy. And I'd love to see some of your progress on this topic. Hit us up there and start the discussion. Tell me what you thought of this episode. That's it for today, though. Thank you for listening. If you love this episode, please share it with a friend or someone who would find this message helpful on their trading and personal mindset journey. Also, if you enjoy listening to this podcast, please leave us a rating and a review on iTunes. The next one we read on our podcast could be yours. And don't forget to join our free trading room at community.tradeproacademy.com. Until next time, everyone, good luck and good trading. And I love you all. Take care. Have a great day. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Mind Over Market podcast. You can find us at tradeproacademy.com.